Duluth guitarist Charlie Parr has had a tough couple of years. I'm Ewan Kerr. A freak accident injured Parr so badly it almost ended his career. But now he's back with a new recording, a new tour, and a new understanding of the music he plays. Parr says he skateboarded as a kid just around town. He's in his 50s now, but when his preteen daughter asked him if he wanted to go skateboarding, he did.
Grabbed my skateboard and away we went. And 45 minutes later, I was laying on the side of the lake walk waiting for the ambulance to come.
It was bad, really bad.
And I've fallen down a bunch, but this time I fell and landed on the top of my shoulder and just destroyed it.
I know it's heavy, she said, but you gotta go. Take it with you down the road. My legs were burning, my back was on fire. I was on my knees, no time at all.
The surgeon, after he found out what I did for a living, he said, ooh, I can't imagine you doing this again for at least 3 to 6 months, but that's optimistic. And he said, I would say probably 6 months to a year to 18 months is more realistic with an injury like this.
Parr freaked out, not because he'd have to find another job, but just at the possibility he'd lose his ability to play guitar.
And I thought, when's the last day of my life that I'd not play the guitar? And I couldn't remember it. And that, of course, led to the whole problem of, like, what else do I have? You know, what if I can never do it again? Just a bunch of terrible things crossed my mind, including suicide.
Parr has long struggled with clinical depression. His last album, Dog, confronted the issue full on. But when he came around after 5 hours of surgery, he found he could lay his guitar flat on his lap, pick with one hand, and use a metal slide to fret the notes with the other. It was a huge relief.
Me and my buddy Ed, well, we were walking down by the dock one day. We were just looking at all them good-looking boats down there. I wish I had a boat, says Ed. I laughed, because he's always broke. I said, Ed, can't even afford to float.
On a recent morning, Charlie Parr looked great. He's still working on getting full range of motion in his shoulder, but fresh off a European tour, he was resting up for a US tour beginning tonight at the Winona Boats and Bluegrass Festival. He's sitting in the amusement room in the basement of the historic Glensheen Mansion in Duluth, where he's performed in recent years.
And I play right in front of the fireplace here without any plugs or wires or speakers, and people sit in chairs around you and you just play. And it's brilliant.
Parr played his first gig just 7 weeks after surgery. He says now it was 2 weeks too early. The first few concerts were very painful, but he did his physical therapy. He kept practicing. He also listened to music all day, every day.
And I listened to music that I hadn't listened to since I was a kid and just thought about it.
Especially the songs in his set and what he might play in an upcoming recording session. The resulting self-titled album, Charlie Parr, features 11 tunes he and friends recorded in just one day. They include his own songs, such as Cheap Wine and Love is an Unraveling Bird's Nest. There are also covers, such as Willie Murphy and Spider John Kerner's Running, Jumping, Standing Still, and Grant Hart's 2541. He says they're all songs he's still exploring. He's feeling revitalized and excited about plans for another album. There'll be more collaborations. The tour runs through Christmas. And then, in the new year, he'll have his now annual residency at the Turf Club in St. Paul.
I'm just taking it, you know, a day at a time. And who knows, you know, my daughter might ask me to go skateboarding again later and it will all be over with.
For the moment, though, Charlie Parr is keeping his feet firmly on the ground. Ewan Kerr, NPR News, Duluth.